I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to PWI. I'm again hosting instead of Andy. I think it, again, shift work, stuff like that. So it's me again. Apologies in advance. I am a bit croaky with my voice. I am getting better, so hopefully next week or whenever I'm next on, I sound a bit more normal. But apologies in advance. But we thought we'd best get a show out to everyone. And I'm sure most of you know the news. Why? So I've got Mo with me. How are you doing, Mo?
Yeah, well, I'm sounding better than you are, Guy. Hopefully I won't catch it via this technology that we call Skype, but I'm sure we won't.
Oh, God, no. That day ends, I think our podcast will just be just absolute pool of it. But anyway, we'll crack on with the news, and I'll let you talk so people don't have to listen to my croaky tones. Daniel Bryan finally got cleared after 2 years, and I'm not sure how long he's been looking to get back in the ring. But do you want to just go into the news? I mean, it's bloody brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. So obviously on Tuesday of this week, it was announced on Twitter and other social media that WWE had cleared Daniel Bryan to return to the ring after something like 2 years away. And that was just absolutely fantastic news, not only for Daniel Bryan, obviously, but for the entire WWE fan base, or the universe, as they like to call it. Fantastic news because he is somebody who, whilst he was active, was one of the best all-round wrestlers on the planet, had been so for a long time, and was massively, massively popular, arguably the most popular talent in the entire WWE. So that was fantastic news, and it set social media alight worldwide. I mean, he was trending number one or number two worldwide, number one in this country, number one in a lot of other countries as well. And obviously, it came a few hours before the live SmackDown was broadcast. And then obviously the show itself was licked, as the kids say. Fantastic opening segment, Daniel Bryan coming out explaining obviously the news and the kind of battles he'd had, especially with depression and dealing with the fact that he couldn't do what he loves doing best, and the support he'd been given from his wife and the fans. It was a real feel-good moment. One of the best promos interviews that we've seen on WWE TV for quite some time, probably since his retirement speech, or his retirement interview, in fact, a couple of years back. But that was just fantastic as a moment, as a whole segment on TV. And the reaction he got was just through the roof. Fantastic throughout. Really, really good to see. And obviously, he's now back. It looks like he will be pairing with Shane McMahon to face Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and the latter two, obviously, as most listeners should be aware, double teamed Daniel Bryan in the closing segment of SmackDown, but not before Daniel Bryan got in some of his famed offense, and that also was wildly received from that crowd in Texas. So it's just wonderful, wonderful news to see him back. The opportunities that exist now to see him face any one of, you know, a whole list of a couple dozen talents at least, just mouth-watering. And, you know, as Jim Ross would say, business just picked up and, you know, and then some. It really is one of the best things to happen for the WWE in a long, long time.
So, yeah, Mo, obviously Daniel Bryan is just, he's such a big character, and he kind of revolutionized the wrestling business back in the day. I mean, it kind of highlighted the move away from in WWE from these big, muscly, stereotypical roid junkies. I know WWE is much cleaner than it was, obviously, back in the 80s and stuff like that. But how important is Daniel Bryan to the WWE and the wrestling business as a whole, then?
Yeah, greatly. And I mean, it's not, I don't think, a massive coincidence, the fact that Daniel Bryan's WWE contract is coming up at some point in September. So he's less than 6 months away from his deal ending. And I think that that might have also played into the thinking behind allowing him to return to the ring, because had WWE not allowed that, then there was not exactly a shortage of other promotions around the world that were ready to pay top dollar to acquire the services of Daniel Bryan. And, you know, fair to say that as a freelancer working for a bunch of different promotions such as New Japan, Ring of Honor, Progress here in the UK, or Revolution Pro Wrestling, countless other indies, they would have been paying him fantastic money. So it shows the kind of worth he has within the industry. And I think WWE recognizes that he's perhaps too valuable to allow to just slip away. And so, that also, I think, factored into their considerations as well. But the fact that he has genuinely been given the clear from numerous neurological specialists is a key reason. And it is big, because he is a massive influence in the WWE, as you say. He has helped to redefine what a WWE superstar is in this day and age, where it's a lot less about size but more about everything, the whole package. And that package doesn't necessarily need to come in the form of a 6'3", 260, 280-pound muscle freak. You can look in very different ways and still be a massive attraction to wrestling fans, WWE fans, sports fans, whatever. His return, you can't just underestimate the value of the return to the WWE. I think it will be a massive benefit to the company this year and going forward, because I think that obviously they're their number one brand, their number one superstar, their biggest draw. John Cena certainly is becoming more and more of a part-time act, and I think after WrestleMania we will see less of him. So they need somebody around more frequently. Whether Daniel Bryan will be full-time working all the house shows, maybe not, but certainly is somebody who will be a presence week to week on TV, almost guaranteed. And that certainly is a return that couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if you look at the roster now, I think you've called it the most talented roster they've ever had and stuff like that. Adding Daniel Bryan to this mix, it's just mouthwatering the amount of matches you can have. I mean, even just looking at his most likely WrestleMania match, he's going to be working with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That's probably two dream matches right there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens are both supremely talented workers, and singles matches between those two and Daniel Bryan money, and in the ring they'll just be amazing. And all three have torn it up in the past for Ring of Honor and other promotions, so they're all familiar with each other, and you know, that's something that will certainly pop ratings and attendances. I mean, we're all talking, you know, assuming, making the big assumption that Daniel Bryan returned to ring exactly the same as the work he was,
yeah,
you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago. And, you know, we've yet to see if that's the case. I mean, it might be that for whatever reason, he doesn't quite find that level of performer in him that he once was. But he might have not lost a single step. And, you know, I'm certainly hoping, I mean, in fact, expecting that he will come back as pretty much the Daniel Bryan that we all knew and loved several years ago. And those two matches are a couple of a list of many that you know, fans can look forward to. You know, Daniel Bryan against Nakamura, against AJ Styles, against John Cena, against some of the younger guys that are coming through on NXT. You know, there's a long, long list, and you know, not least of which, perhaps the guy that he's got the most unfinished business with, The Miz. You know, there's certainly some unfinished business, as I say, between those two, and yeah. Seeing a natural conclusion to that rivalry in the ring would be very, very fitting. But yeah, just a tremendous boon for the WWE. So much to look forward to for this year. And Daniel Bryan will be front and center, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as much as I'm going to love seeing him back in the ring, hopefully this WrestleMania, I mean, I hope this is what this feud has been building for. I can't wait to see what's after WrestleMania. Get the Shane stuff out the way and then just see proper Daniel Bryan back. That's what I can't wait to see. Just that plucky underdog, and it's going to be huge. And as you said, I think probably The Miz is probably the starting point for it, but AJ Styles, Nakamura, Jesus Christ, it's literally stuff of dreams. But we'll use the AJ Styles thing as a segue. I'm not sure how official the news is, but he's apparently been working with an injury and stuff like that, and some people saying it's a work, some people saying it's genuine. What have you got on this, Mo?
Yeah, so my understanding is that AJ did sustain an injury in the last week or so. It hasn't been disclosed exactly what the nature of the injury is, but it certainly kept him off of house shows, and his involvement physically has been limited since rumours of this broke. Now, he did cut an interview with the paper that I write for, the Daily Mirror. There's an article out on the website right now, and in that he did talk about, well, you know, even if somebody cut off his leg, he'd still find a way to work Mania. And I think that's very much his kind of mind frame, that an injury, even if it's a serious injury, like a torn ACL or something, he'll still find a way to get in the ring and work a match. I'm convinced of it. So will his match with Nakamura happen? Absolutely. Will they find a clever way of working the match and still make it entertaining? I'm confident they will. Will it be the level of match that it would have been had both gone into the match 100%? Probably not. But AJ's old school in that respect. You know, he won't let something like this hold him back. And, you know, I've got no doubt whatsoever we'll see him at WrestleMania working to defend his WWE Championship against Nakamura. But if it is a serious injury, then that means Nakamura is more than likely to win the title. But, you know, if it's a less serious injury, then the outcome of that match could still be in the balance. But it's something that I think that the two workers are supremely talented, and we'll go into that ring coming up with a way to work around that injury to still make it a really entertaining match.
Yeah. Is there actually any rumours of the severity of the injury? I mean, I've literally heard nothing other than that he's actually injured. Is there any threat of the match at Mania? I know you said AJ will work if he had to cut his leg off, but I mean, WWE would surely stop him if it was to the detriment of the show, I imagine.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
They've kept quite a lid on it in terms of exactly what the severity of it is, but if they were certain for sure that the match can't happen, I think we would have seen an angle on SmackDown this week, which resulted in perhaps in relinquishing the belt and a new match being formed for the vacant championship involving Nakamura. So that's why I'm confident that the match will happen, and because they wouldn't want to leave it till maybe next week, or certainly the week after, that close to WrestleMania. So the news did break prior to SmackDown, prior to Raw, and it's been around for close to a week now, and it seems that WWE is still planning to go ahead with the match. So, but at the same time, it can't be a completely minor injury, because if it was, it almost certainly have worked house shows and worked a match on SmackDown this week. So it probably is a serious one, but not so serious that it will result in the match not happening.
Yeah, so do you expect to see him just wrapped in cotton wool till, what is it, 3 weeks now, 2.5 weeks, till WrestleMania? Do you just expect to literally speak in role on TV and no house shows?
Yeah, I'd expect so. I mean, they've got two more SmackDowns to go, and now he'll probably be very careful in the segments that he is involved in. Certainly not going to do anything to aggravate this injury, whatever it is. But at the same time, there is still the possibility that they might come up with things of a physical nature, again, protecting the injury, not to do anything to risk it getting worse. So they've had this in the past. They've had people who, in the lead up to WrestleMania or other big shows, were working injured. I think Steve Austin in the past has had it on several occasions, but, they find a way, they book, smart way usually for WrestleMania, and they'll figure out a way to keep things interesting without jeopardizing the health of AJ leading into the big show.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably two of the best workers in the company, aren't they? So I imagine they can work the way around if AJ can't do high flying, they can easily do technical wrestling and stuff like that. So, and even if, I'm sure Nakamura can carry a somewhat injured AJ Styles. I mean, it's just a shame that this dream match has been hampered, even though we don't know the severity of it. It's just been hampered by an unlucky injury, because I imagine this is a dream match for people who obviously watched the first one in New Japan. But yeah, I'm sure we all expect it to still be a very good match, even if AJ is injured. It probably still is one of the ones I look forward to most on the WrestleMania card. But yeah, we'll move on to happier news. Mark Henry is going into the Hall of Fame, isn't he? So, just your reaction to this then, Mo?
Yeah, so him being inducted into the Hall of Fame is something that's created a lot of debate on social media this week. There are those that think it's fully deserved. There are those that think that Henry isn't a Hall of Fame caliber talent. I'm perhaps somewhere in between. I vote. I'm one of the people that vote on talents into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame each year. And by the criteria that we use for that, he certainly wouldn't be anywhere near that Hall of Fame. But the WWE doesn't really have any fixed criteria. And if you look at some of the people that have been inducted in the past, there've been people that have achieved less in their careers than Henry has. Henry is a former world champion. He is somebody that has been around in the company as a worker, an active worker for over 20 years, which very few people can say. A lot of talents come and go within a year, 2 years. Very rare for people to last 20 years in that company, which is the biggest in the wrestling business. And, during his career, there have been plenty of lows, but there have been some memorable highs. And, he's had some very, very notable moments. Perhaps his most notable moment was his retirement promo when he was in a feud with John Cena seven years ago. That was one of the all-time great WWE promos. Everyone fell for it hook, line, and sinker, thinking, yep, it looks like Mark Henry, let's get it right. Mark Henry is retiring. He's had a good career. Shame to see him go. John Cena comes out to wish him all the best. And then he slams him and, it kind of shows that actually, no, it was all a ruse and he was not going anywhere. So, nobody thought that was, an angle. They all thought that was real. They all thought that was genuine. It was one of the great moments in the WWE of recent times. It's something that I can see both sides of the argument. I'm not too fussed either way. The WWE Hall of Fame, it is very much something that, seen people that have achieved less enter it over years past. And, it's something that will continue, I'm sure, where in future years we will see people that might be inducted in that could argue don't belong in. And certainly this year in itself, I mean, you've got Ivory going in, and I just can't for the life of me understand any argument for bringing her into the Hall of Fame.
Don't forget Kid Rock.
well, the celebrity wing is a conversation in itself, but that's another one. In fact, nearly every year the Hall of Fame celebrity wing inductee raises many, many eyebrows. But
I think they should have stopped at like Mike Tyson. That's probably about it.
But Mark Henry going in is something I've got no serious problems with, and I'm sure the segment in itself, an interview, an acceptance speech, will be really, really good. So looking forward to that, and we'll preview the Hall of Fame in a bit more detail in a couple of weeks' time. He rounds off the 8 people that are being inducted or groups into the Hall of Fame this year, and the lineup itself is not too bad in all told. And as I say, we'll talk about it in more detail in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think his speech will probably be the one I'm actually looking forward to most. I can't think, the Dudley Boys, that'll be good. I think, by the way, he speaks on WWE Network television. He seems to do a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well. So I think WWE may appreciate more than the fans. So I've got no issue with it. It's just he obviously played a big character in, I think, in like the original brand split, where it was him and Big Show
and then eventually getting Daniel Bryan over as well. So yeah, I think he has played big parts in the years. Unfortunately, I can't remember him making love to Mae Young and stuff like that. It was a bit before my time, but yeah, he's. I'm fine with him in the Hall of Fame. As we've said, there's quite a lot of people in there who shouldn't really be in there. But anyway, yeah, Mark Henry seems like a very good personality, and I hope we see him in his pink suit at the Hall of Fame ceremony. And then maybe John Cena can introduce him. That'll be quite a good crack.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one very fetching piece of attire that I think only Mark Henry could pull off. So be good to see the return of that jacket.
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to tell him it looks bad. He'd beat the crap out of most people. Yeah, but we'll move on to the end segment of Raw. Final Deletion. You are Bray Wyatt's biggest fan. This was obviously being built for, well, it seemed like an attorney. We've had the TNA versions of this, and we saw the WWE version back in the day with the Wyatt family versus the New Day. This is probably the big one, Wyatt versus Hardy. It had both characters that had been built around this weird style of theirs. So what were your thoughts on it? And what were your thoughts going into it, and what were your thoughts after it?
Well, I mean, I know that there are fans of the Final Deletion concept, and this match taking place with no fans in a ring in the middle of the Matt Hardy estate, because it's different, and they think it's, you know, wrestling avant-garde, I suppose, but it doesn't really do anything for me. Just strange all round, and it was something I didn't have high expectations going in, having seen what they've done previously in TNA, and my view was no different after it. I thought as a segment to close that Raw, it was not very good. I mean, there was obviously a lot of weirdness going on, which is the whole idea. The whole gimmick is weird. And weirdness is what, you know, is front and center of the whole act. And, you know, the end result obviously was Matt Hardy winning and him then throwing Bray Wyatt into the lake and Senor, what's his face, looking for him. Yeah, Senor Benjamin, who's the real-life father-in-law of Matt Hardy, looking for Bray in the water. And he couldn't find him. And obviously Matt Hardy said, yep, he's been deleted or something along those lines, which perhaps suggested that the gimmick has mercifully come to an end at last, and we will see the man behind Bray Wyatt return under a different gimmick, whether it's Husky Harris, whether it's Erwin R. Scheister Jr., or whatever else it might be. But I'm glad, because it draws an end to one of the worst gimmicks we've ever seen in the WWE, though they just persisted with it far too long. They realized they didn't have much mileage with it with the other members of the family and moved them in different directions a while back. So he was the only remaining member who still persisted with this gimmick, and the fans didn't care. They were just indifferent to it, other than lighting up the torches on their phones. You know, that was the only thing of interest to fans. Everything else they couldn't care less about. So good to see. Hopefully we'll see him in a different gimmick. We'll see what he comes up with. I'm sure it'll be more interesting than the Bray Wyatt character. But it needed a radical, radical overhaul. And I'm glad that he, perhaps the company, collectively saw sense and decided that this was the way to bring an end to it. And looking forward to seeing where his career goes from here. But I'm glad, and I'm sure you are as well, Guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I enjoyed the match, because I quite enjoyed the madness of the Matt Hardy stuff. I mean, I like the two TNA versions
The earlier WWE one wasn't exactly great, but it was good watching. But I enjoyed this. It was funny and it was mad, and it wasn't worth the feud. I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, if they did this originally, it probably would have been a better feud. And but as you said, the Bray Wyatt character's kind of been unsavable at the probably for what 2 years, probably longer. So yeah, the fact that he got put in the lake of, I can't remember what it is, rejuvenation or whatever the hell it was called. It's much needed. I'm not sure what Bray Wyatt can do. I mean, he can't exactly just rock up in wrestling trunks. I think that was it, he's getting Husky Harris chants already as Bray Wyatt. So I'm not sure what they can do with him. And I think there was rumours that he may come back as a reincarnation of his dad, kind of thing. That is dad gimmick. So that might be interesting. But yeah, he needed to change so badly. It's untrue. But yeah, let's see what happens. But just to finish off, Mo, obviously you brought him up a couple of weeks ago, the Roman Reigns steroid situation. Just what's the current news on that?
So got caught up in this story involving somebody that has been caught with dealing of steroids and other substances. And there's a guy that had been making a documentary on this individual. The documentary maker name is John Bravo. And Roman Reigns is one of the people that he implicated as a customer of this dealer. Was claiming that he had been buying steroids from this person. And he said he had video proof. And so anyway, this long-awaited video proof emerged on this past weekend on YouTube. And interestingly, there was actually no proof. He talked and said, yes, I've got proof, but I can't show it effectively. We didn't actually see any tangible evidence that Roman was definitely a recipient of any performance-enhancing drugs, physique-enhancing drugs from this dealer. So that was certainly a relief to the WWE and obviously Roman Reigns. But the story hasn't quite gone away, and there is still that threat that actual tangible, real evidence will still be brought to life and made public in due course. So it's something we'll have to keep an eye on. Will it necessarily impact things prior to WrestleMania? Probably not now, but certainly after WrestleMania, there's every chance that something could emerge from this story that could be an inconvenience, if not an embarrassment, to not only WWE but Roman Reigns himself. So want to keep an eye on, but nothing that should be a distraction now leading into WrestleMania for his big, big match against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it sounds like quite an interesting situation. Probably a bit of a worry for Roman Reigns, but if it doesn't affect WrestleMania, I mean, it's good. I mean, you don't want to see a mess of where you're going to have to move. It probably would be Braun now, but he's already got his situation. But yeah, it's get WrestleMania out the way, and I'm sure WWE can deal with it in whatever way they want. I mean, it's easier to transition Roman Reigns as a champion than Brock Lesnar as a champion, isn't it? Let's be honest. So yeah, let's see what happens with that in the coming weeks, in the weeks after WrestleMania, and probably months more so. But anything else, Mo?
No, that's pretty much it. So I mean, for next week we will preview WrestleMania. So that will be just over a week out from the show. So we're getting our long preview out early. And then the pod that will be released just days before WrestleMania, we'll preview NXT TakeOver, which is looking like a really, really good show. We'll preview, as I mentioned earlier, the Hall of Fame ceremony in more detail. And all being well, we'll also feature some clips from some of our other Anfield Index regulars, who happen to be WWE wrestling fans, who will explain their excitement, hopefully, about WrestleMania and what they're most looking forward to. So I'm looking forward to that. And the final thing is, I've got an article on the Daily Mirror website about all the other events that will be taking place in the days leading up to and around WrestleMania, 50 events in total. So I go into some of the detail around that. And then in the coming days, I'll have another article on the Daily Mirror website coming out, talking about the business behind WrestleMania and the commercial side of it. So for those that are interested in how much money the event generates and what it means for the WWE and others as well, check that one out. And that should be out fairly soon too.
Sounds good, Mo. Sounds good. Yeah, just obviously, as I said, WrestleMania preview next week from us, and then the NXT week after. So yeah, busy week, busy couple of weeks coming up. But as you'd expect, WrestleMania season, got to keep ourselves busy. Do check out Mo's work on the Daily Mirror. It's always fantastic. If you want to follow us, I believe it's at PW_index. We will try to tweet everyone who tweets us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.